Christians reach out to child soldiers in Uganda. Colombian peace talks are set for April, believers are involved, and more people are arrested in the wake of the Afghan apostasy case. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 30,000 children between 10 and 15 have been abducted by the rebel group known as the Lord's Resistance Army in northern Uganda. They're used to either replenish their armed forces or as sex slaves. Thousands of the children have escaped, returning home suffering with post-traumatic stress. World Vision is helping many of those who escaped, says President Richard Stearns, who's there.
We take them to the World Vision Children of War Center, where we rehabilitate these kids and try to restore them emotionally, spiritually, physically, and eventually to their families who have been praying for them for years.
According to Stearns, the only answer to helping these kids out of this cultic behavior is Christ.
A lot of the work we do with these kids is to really bathe them in Scripture. I've never seen greater power in the gospel. These are young people that desperately need to forgive themselves. And they also need to know that they've been forgiven.
Next, exploratory peace talks between the Colombian government and the country's second largest guerrilla group, the ELN, resume next month. OMS International's Randy Spate explains that they got involved when the former ELN spokesman, Francisco Galan, contacted them.
He initially asked us to help set up some meetings where he could actually apologize to some people that the ELN had targeted for assassination, and the Lord had protected them. So as we began to do that, the level of trust grew, and Galan actually has involved the OMS people in the actual peace talks.
Spate says Galan is talking about the need for reconciliation and forgiveness.
What I'm excited about is here we have the possibility of some Christian organizations bringing health to an entire nation, and that is just incredible, the kind of opportunities that the Lord has placed before us.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Compass Direct is reporting additional arrests in Afghanistan as the result of an avalanche of media coverage on the arrest of a Christian convert. 41-year-old Abdul Rahman faces the death penalty under Muslim law. Since then, Compass has confirmed the arrest of two other Afghan Christians. Because of the sensitive situation, local sources requested that the location of the jailed converts be withheld, but they do urge prayer. Meanwhile, confessions of sin and similar words are lost in some churches today, many trying to be seeker-sensitive. Life Action Ministries' Byron Paulus says that's a mistake. That's an integral part of the gospel. While some neglect it, there's always a remnant praying about it. And that's exactly what happened at Asbury College in Kentucky.
There were like 45 students that were praying literally almost day after day. And finally, the end of February, God just moved powerfully again at Asbury for a week-long, continuous chapel service day and night. It was a spontaneous move of God.
A smaller revival occurred at the University of California, Berkeley. Paulus says when revival hits, evangelism happens.
I believe that there will be students that were using the number one excuse for not turning to the Lord is all the hypocrites. Well, what do you do when the hypocrites stand up and say, I'm a hypocrite. Here's my sin. I failed. I've met with God. Takes away that excuse.
Go to our website for information on Life Action resources. And International Bible Society President Peter Bradley is retiring. Under Bradley, IBS cast a vision to reach 2 billion people with the Bible by 2008. They've accelerated evangelistic scripture ministry on various media outlets and through ministry partnerships. With Bradley at the helm, IBS was active in critical outreach efforts, including responses to the 9/11 terror attacks, the war in Iraq, Hurricane Katrina, and the tsunami disaster in South Asia. Pray for IBS as they seek a successor. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The all-new Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be doers of the word and not hearers only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.